Aynen.
Varız.
Okay, says the Gemara again. We started this yesterday. Tanu Rabbanon al shleisha dvarim ma'abrin es hashono. There could be three different prime factors, although we'll see again there are others, but there are three prime factors upon which the decision to be ma'abra the shana is based. Al ha'oviv, va'al peiroi so'ilon, va'al hatkufo. Oviv, we've already discussed. That means if the tavua, the produce in the field, has not yet become ripe, not started to become ripe, that's the definition of oviv. And if that is not in place, then we have a problem with Pesach because Pesach has to be in the oviv.
Does this mean specifically barley, or because of the Omer, or
No,
any?
not because of the Omer. Not because of the Omer. Any produce in the field.
Okay.
Any produce in the field, as opposed to fruit on the tree.
Okay.
We'll see later on its ramification with Chodosh. I'll call Ponim and so it's produce in the field. If that's not yet become ripe, then we cannot define this season as Oviv, and therefore Pesach is not going to be in the right time. That was number one. Number two is Peiroi So'ilon. Peiroi So'ilon, as we saw yesterday, wasn't so much a halachic requirement, but rather a practical issue. What was the practical issue? The practical issue was that if the Peiroi So'ilon, even if the produce in the field is absolutely fine, but if the Peiroi So'ilon are not, and it looks like things are going to be delayed, so come Shavuos time, Klal Yisrael will not be able to bring their Bikurim. And if they will not be able to bring their Bikurim, they're going to have to come back to the Beis HaMikdash again. So in order to save that tircha, we would like to be ma'aber the shana, to give an extra month for the fruit on the tree to become ripe, such that come Shavuos, they will be able to bring their Bikurim, and that way we can save a lot of tircha. The third issue was, says the Gemara, va'al hatkufa. Va'al hatkufa. Now, tkufa is a whole separate subject in its own right, which I think for the moment we should put on hold because essentially it's a sugya much later on. It's in another two daf. For another two daf, Rabbi said we're going to be dealing with this issue of Ibur Shana. There are various tkufos in the year. I think the official English translation is equinox, if I'm not mistaken. But there are various tkufos in the year, tkufos, various time periods in the year, which have to be aligned to different junctures of the year.
All right, aren't isn't the reason of Aviv and Bikurim really the same reason?
No.
Because why is it it's a matter of time of year.
Reason and Bikurim is a practical reason. Oviv is halachic. You're not allowed to have Pesach, not in the right season. It's not a
So then why
practical
do you need more than that?
because sometimes it's not relevant. Sometimes the produce in the field is ready and it is Oviv, and Pesach is 100% the right time. The problem is that the fruit is not yet ready. Sometimes the produce in the field will be ready, but the fruit is taking longer. So if the fruit is taking longer, there's no problem with Pesach, but there's a problem with Bikurim. And Bikurim will not be able to be brought for Shavuos. That's not a halachic issue. It's just a practical inconvenience. Everybody's going to have to come back again a week after Yom Tov.
Aren't the fruit always ready at a particular time?
As we'll see in a moment. Al Koponim, so this whole issue of the Tkufa. Rabbi Yosef, welcome aboard. I'm curious, do Art Scroll have an
Oh
explanation
dear.
with regard to
Sorry,
Tkufa?
I can't hear you or something. Hello, what was that?
Yes, can you hear us now?
Yes, I can. Yes.
Okay, I'm curious, how do Art Scroll explain the issue of Tekufo? How do they define and explain the
Oh,
concept?
I'm sorry, but there's pages and pages about it, actually.
Okay,
Yeah, but
that's fine.
it talks about I don't know. It's very difficult, isn't it? I know that today we have a simple system, the solar system. The
Right.
Earth the Earth is going around the sun in a year. It takes a year to go around in an elliptical you know, like a rugby football sort of elliptical circle. And the four extremes of the ellipse are the four tikufas. And you have the two ones, the equinoxes, which there's an equinox in Nisan, an equinox in Tishrei, where the sun is actually closest to the earth is closest to the sun.
Right.
And at that point, the length of day and night is exactly the same. And then from the equinox in Nisan, the sun moves away, the earth moves away from the sun, and the day gets longer and longer until you get to the summer solstice, which is when the day is longest. And there's a winter solstice when the night is longest, right, on the other extreme. So you have these solstices. Right. So you have these four tikufas.
Right.
And there is quite a lot about it in the Alter, a lot about this.
They explain what the halachic ramifications of this tikufa are. Why is it important to align these tikufas?
Well, the tikufas are, as I was actually discussing with Rabbi Fletcher yesterday, our solar system. And our calendar is lunar system. So it's important that because Hag has the season got to be in the Hag Ofiv and Hag Osiv. So these two seasons have got to be at the times determined by the solar year, really, because the seasons are determined by the sun.
By the solar year.
And so this is how they have to be brought into parallel. Yeah. I think we're going to get more about the tikufa in the Gemara.
Correct. That's why I don't want to launch now. Head first into the whole issue of tikufa. Shkeach Rabbi Yosef for that introduction. So we'll put tikufa on hold. Let's keep on going in the Gemara. Says the Gemara, these are the three prime factors, as we mentioned, that decide whether it'll be ma'abed l'shana. It's the Oviv, the Peiros or Ilon, and the tikufa. Says the Gemara, al shnayim mehen ma'abrim, v'al echad mehen ein ma'abrim. We will only be ma'abed l'shana if we have two factors in place. If you remember, we mentioned this on Amud Aleph as well, and we said that the second factor doesn't need to be one of the prime three. But if I only have one factor in place, then that will not be a sufficient reason to be ma'abed l'shana. Says the Gemara, ubizman she'oviv echod mehen, hakoyel smeichin. If Oviv is one of the factors based on which the Beis Din will decide to ma'abed l'shana, then everybody is smeichin, everybody is happy. What does that mean, everybody is happy? What that is, as Rashi is going to explain, as we well know, there is an Issa in the Torah called Issa of Chodosh. All the new produce in the field cannot be consumed until the second day of Pesach, upon which you are makrev the korban oimer, we count the sfiras ha'oimer, and after which chodosh may be consumed. Now, if there's going to be an extra month in the year, then that means we're delaying chodesh nisan by a month, which means that the korban ha'oimer will also therefore be delayed, which means, therefore, that all the new produce cannot be eaten now for an extra month. Everybody's got to wait around for an extra month. In which case, you would have assumed that everybody's going to be very disappointed. We've got this new tavua in the field. Everybody would like to eat it. We've got to wait for the korban oimer. But if there's going to be an extra adar, then Nisan is going to be a month later, and you're going to have to delay your start of eating the new produce. However, if the produce in the field is taking a while to become ripe, and it was precisely for that reason that they decided to be ma'aber the shana, then nobody will be bothered one way or another that the korban omer has been pushed off for a month. Why not? because the produce is not ready to be eaten anyway. In fact, that was the entire reason we decided to be ma'abed d'shono. Ma shein kein. And this is what we said before. The produce in the field and the fruits on the tree do not necessarily run parallel. And therefore, we could be in a situation where the produce in the field is absolutely fine and is ripe and it's spring and we don't have any issues with regard to Pesach. And nonetheless, Bezdin will decide to be Ma'aber D'Shono. Why? Because of the second factor, because of the Peirei Soilon. For whatever reason, even though the produce in the field is doing great, but the fruit in the tree is taking a long time. So what did Bezdin say? Ah, if the fruit on the tree is taking a long time, we're going to run into Bikurim issues. So we're going to be Ma'aber D'Shono. What will Klal Yisrael's reaction be then? They'll be very disappointed. Why will they be disappointed? Because the produce in the field is ready to be eaten, but we're not allowed to eat it now for another month until the Korban Omer. So if we're Ma'aber D'Shono because of the produce, then everybody will be thrilled. It's not going to bother anybody because it doesn't delay consuming the produce because it's not ready anyway. But where the produce is ready, it's the peiros which are not, then people are going to be upset. And that's what the Gemara means, says the Gemara again. Ubizman she'oviv echod mehen. If oviv is one of the factors which was critical in making a decision to be ma'aber d'shono, then hakoel smeichem, and everybody's delighted. Why is everybody delighted? Because we couldn't care one way or another if you're pushing off the Korban Omer, the produce is not ready anyway. Have a look at Rashi. Ubizman sh'oviv echod mehen. Says Rashi. Ubizman sh'oviv echod min hashonim. Echod min hashnaim, sorry. Echod min hashnaim. If the oviv is one of the two reasons Shemis Aberes Shono Aleyen, that the year will become a Shono Uberes, and the Oviv is one of the reasons. Hakoil Smeichin, that everybody is Sameach. Why is everybody Sameach? She'ein Choyshishin, because nobody is concerned B'dechias HaPesach. Thank you. Nobody is concerned that Pesach will be pushed off. Lefi she'ein hatavua ru'uya, because the produce is not fitting to be eaten anyway. In fact, that was the whole reason why they were ma'aber d'shono in the first place. And if that's the case, ve'ein isur chodosh, the isur of eating the new produce, ve'ein isur chodosh ne'erach aleihem. What does ne'erach mean? From the word oroich, long, it hasn't been lengthened in any way. It's not as if Klal Yisrael are waiting about, impatiently, champing at the bit, wanting to eat Chodosh. No, it's not being extended at all because the produce is not ready. So if everybody is happy. Avol, kesha oviv ra'u likotzer. But when the produce is ready to be harvested, and that was never the reason why they were ma'aber d'shono, but rather, v'hashana misaberes al hapeirois. The year was extended not because of tvuah issues, but rather, for example, because of peirois, v'hatkufois. Those were factors numbers 2 and 3. Then atzevin. What does atzevin mean? Everybody's disappointed. In Hebrew, there's a word atzuv. Atzuv means sad. Then everybody is sad. Why is everybody sad? Shezman isur chadosh, because now the time you can eat chadosh ne'erach aleihem has become extended. The produce in the field is all ready to be eaten, and nobody's allowed to eat it now for another entire month. Now there is another line of Gemara, but again, because it pertains to tkufa, I'd like to just read it, but for the moment, not learn it, with your permission. Says the Gemara, Iboye Lohu. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel Oyma Alat Kufa, Iboye Lohu Alat Kufa Smechin Oyalat Kufa Ma'abrin Mahu. Okay, so we'll leave that for the moment because that's a whole Kufa discussion, but Ezra Hashem Yisbarach will have to come back.
Thank you.
Okay, Tana Rabbana, we now continue. al shalosh aratzos ma'abrin es hashono. For three lands, three parts. When, for example, we say that if the Oviv has not yet arrived, then that's enough of a reason to be ma'abed hashono. Now, it may very well be that different parts of the country have different weather and different climates. So it could well be that part of Eretz Yisrael, for example, the Tavua is absolutely ripe and it's Oviv. And for other parts of Eretz Yisrael, the Tavua is not ripe and it's not Oviv. So here comes the $64 million question. When we talk about extending the year because it's not Oviv, so the big shaila is, Oviv for who? For which part of Eretz Yisrael? For everybody? For a majority? For a minority? Are there prime states in Eretz Yisrael that we look at? Does it have to be for everyone? So too with the Peirei Soilo. So have a look at the Gemara again. Al Shloisha Arotzois Ma'abrin Es Hashono. There are three lands, three areas in Eretz Yisrael. We're only looking at Eretz Yisrael. And they will be the ones that we look at when deciding to be Ma'abed Hashono. What are those three lands? Yehuda, Ve'ever Hayarden, Ve'hagolil. Al Shtayim Mehen Ma'abrim, Ve'al Achas Mehen Ein Ma'abrim. So I need two out of the three prime states. If there's only one which is problematic, we will not be Ma'aber Deshono. Have a look at Rashi. Rashi's on the second, very wide line. Al Shalosh Arotzois, Sheloi Higia Oviv Shelohen, where the spring, meaning the produce in the field, has not yet become ripe, has not yet arrived, number one. Oy, or the second factor, Sheroyin Bezdin or Bezdin Si Shemisacher Bohen. There is a delay with a Zman, Bishul, Peirois, Ho'ilon. Remember, we said Bishul doesn't mean cook, it means ripe. There is a delay in the fruit on the tree becoming ripe. Ma'abrin Shloshton Me'abrin, comma. Then we will be Ma'abed Hashono. Shloshton, all these three areas, May Eretz Yisrael Haim. So these areas of Yehuda, Evel Aryardain, and the Galil, the Golil, those are the three areas in Eretz Yisrael. That's where we're looking to decide whether we should be Ma'abed Hashono or not. Says Rashi, Al Shtayim Mehen, we've got to have two out of three. Afilu al Aver Hayardain Vahagolil. So if you've got Aver Hayardain, so you've checked one box, you've got the Golil, which is now the second box. What have you not got? You've not got the area called Yehuda. But you've checked two out of three boxes, and that would suffice. Why is that a chidush? Look at Rashi. Afilu al Aver Hayardain Vahagolil. Ma'abrin. We will be Ma'aber the year, even though that's not the entire Eretz Yisrael. So why does two suffice? The hoil, since Ubaruba de Eretz Yisrael loy mota oviv, because most of Eretz Yisrael, meaning two out of the three areas, the springtime has not yet arrived. Loy Korinon Bay, we cannot call this period, quote unquote, Chodesh HaOviv. I can't call this the month of spring because most of Eretz Yisrael, it's not yet spring. We defined yesterday that the definition of spring means when the Tavua in the field is ready. And if a two out of three lands in Eretz Yisrael has not become ready, then it's not Chodesh HaOviv. However, Va'al Achas Mehen, Ein Ma'abrin. But if it's only one of those three parts of the land, then we would not be Ma'abed the year. Afilu loy higia biYehuda. Even if Yehuda, which I'm assuming is the prime part of Eretz Yisrael. If there, the spring had not yet arrived, but at the end of the day, they are only one out of three. So afilu lo yegia b'Yehuda bat vehegia, but it did, however, arrive be'ever ha'yaredin v'hagolil ein ma'abrim. We would not be ma'abr. Why? Because I've only got one out of three. Now here is a critical line. Says Rashi, the hoyil umevin oimer me'ever ha'yaredin. Because we are bringing the Oimer. What does that mean, the Oimer? The Korban Oimer. From which land? What was the Korban Oimer? Korban Oimer was part of that new produce where you harvested it from the field, you brought it to Yerushalayim, and you sacrificed it. Where does that Oimer come from? Says Rashi, that comes from the Eber HaYarzein Oimi Golil. That's why when we're looking at, is the produce in the field ripe? What's critical, and I'm assuming, Ramesh Zedek, this was your question before, that's the Oimer that's critical. Because I need to bring the Korban Oimer. And where does that come from? Eber HaYarzein Oimi Golil. Obviously, prime place would be Yehuda. Yehuda was closest to Yerushalayim. Rashi explains that now. Rashi says, the Tanan b'Menachos. We have a Mishnah in Menachos that says as follows. Karmel rach umole bo'inon. Karmel is a type of produce. It's got to be soft and full. You've got to have a certain type of produce that's brought as the Korban Oimer. Mikan omru. So based on that Pasuk says Karmel. Therefore, they said, Ein mevi'in oimer elo min ha'korev l'Yerushalayim tahaynu Yehuda. Initially, the place to bring the tvor, this type of tvor is to be found in an area close to Yerushalayim, and that is Yehuda. Loi biker ha'korev l'Yerushalayim. If the one closest to Yerushalayim had not been biker, what does that mean? Loi biker, it's not yet ready, and therefore you cannot bring the korban oimer to the mizbeach. So then, mevi'en oisoi mimokim rochik. So then you can bring it from a further place. Umaisa, and on one occasion there was a story, shebo oimer mi ganois tzrifin, v'shtei alechem mi bikas ayin sukar, etc., etc. So I'll call upon him. If I want to bring the korban oimer, it's got to be brought either from Yehuda, from the Golil or Eivel HaYarden. So therefore, it's critical for me to see whether at least two out of those three, the produce is not yet ripe. That will therefore mean it's not yet Oviv, and then will be Ma'abed HaShana. So of these three areas, as mentioned, we need two out of three to be problematic, and then will be Ma'abed HaShana. If there's only one, even if it's Yehuda, then we will not be Ma'abed HaShana. Says the Gemara, back into the Gemara, Ubizman sheYehuda achas mehen hakoil smeichin. If Yehuda is one of the reasons why we're going to be ma'abra the Shana, then everybody is thrilled. She'ein oimer bo elom Yehuda. As we just said, where does the Korban Oimer be brought from? The Korban Oimer is brought from Yehuda. Initially from the closest part to Yerushalayim, if not from there, then further out. Therefore, as Rashi, let's have a look at that Rashi. Next Rashi. Ubizman sheYehuda Echad. This is very similar to what we said before. If Yehuda is one of the factors for being ma'aber the shana, then it means clearly that the produce is not yet ready. Well, then people be more than happy to push off Pesach because we're not waiting around for the Korban Oimer because it's not ready anyway. Says Rashi, Ubizman sheYehuda echad min ha'me'ucharos, one of those areas which is being delayed. Me'uchar means late. One of the areas which is having a delayed spring is Yehuda. And on that basis, Bezdin decided to be Ma'abra the Shana. Then HaKalos Meichen. Then everybody's fine. Everybody is happy. Nobody's been inconvenienced. Why? Lafi She'ein Oimer Bo. Where does the Korban Oimer come from? At least Liyos Mitzvah Min HaMuvchar, in the Lechatchila case, in the most choicest mitzvah. The ideal place for it to come from is Elo Mi Yehuda. It comes from Yehuda. Therefore, Hilkoch. Im Bishel. If indeed Bishel be Yehuda, if in Yehuda the produce has become ripe, so we're really ready to go. The problem was that in the other two areas it is not yet ripe, and therefore we were Ma'abed Shana. Ve'ibruho, and they were Ma'abed Shana Bishvil. Hashtayim, because of the other two. Which other two? The Galil and Aver LaYardin. So we could be now in the following scenario. We could find ourselves that in Yehuda, all the produce is ready to go. And essentially, it is from Yehuda that you're supposed to bring in the Korban Oimer, and the Korban Oimer is ready. What's going to happen? We're going to look at the other two areas, Golil and Eivel HaYarden. And if Bezdin discover that over there there's been a delay, it's not yet the spring, so what will happen? There'll be Ma'abed Shana. If they're Ma'abed Shana, then everybody is now sitting around clicking their fingers because the Korban Oimer in Yehuda is ready to go, and yet they can't bring it for another month. So the Zman of Chadosh has been now delayed for a month, says Rashi. V'ibruha b'shvil hashtayim. If they were ma'abed Shana because of the shtayim, what does the shtayim mean? Golil and Eivel HaYarden, not because of Yehuda. Then k'shemagia zman ha'oimer. Once it comes now to the delayed zman ha'oimer, which is going to be a month later than first thought, what's happened to the Tvua in Yehuda? Well, it was actually ready a month ago. That's when it was soft. Remember we said, caramel, it's got to be soft. Well, it was soft a month ago. It might not be soft anymore. Kvar yovshu Tvuois shebi Yehuda. The Tvua in Yehuda has already begun to dry out. And the problem is, va'onu rach, Umole ba'inon, and yet we really require tvua which is not dried out, but rather tvua which is very soft and supple. But that won't be available in Yehuda, so we're gonna have to bring it from other areas. V'tzorich lahavioi mishar arotzois. So we're going to have to now b'di'eved bring Tavua from other Arot. So remember we said, Lechatchila, the Korban Oimer, is supposed to be brought from Yehuda. Well, Yehuda was all ready to go a month ago. Problem was, Golil and Eivel HaYarden were not. We were Ma'abar the Shana, so it was an Ador Sheini. By the time we got to now, the new Nissan, the Tavua in Yehuda is long dried out. So very disappointing. We're going to have to bring a Korban Oimer from elsewhere.
So why don't they just...
Produce? One second. So that's one problem. One problem is we're going to have to bring the Korban Oimer not now in the Lechatchila manner. And furthermore, like we said before, there's also the practical issue that everybody's waiting around. Sheim Biker Yehuda. If in Yehuda everything is ready, V'royin Tzibur, and the Tzibur, the community there, see that, wonderful. Everything is ready in Yehuda. She'ra'u lahavi ha'oimer. And they say, fine. Well, surely we're ready to go to bring the Korban Oimer. Problem is, u'bezdin ma'abrin, but nonetheless, Bezdin will be ma'abed Shana. Why? Bishvil hashtayim, because of the other two areas, meaning because of Golil and Eivel HaYarden. So what's everybody going to be doing now? Sitting, thinking to themselves, what a shame, we can't eat the new produce. Ma'arichin aleihen, from the word oreich again. So we're going to have to extend Zman Issa Chodosh. You would have loved to have been able to eat now. In fact, the produce in your field in Yehuda is all ready to be eaten. All you've got to do is bring the Korban Omer, but you can't bring the Korban Omer. Why? Because it's not yet Nisan, it's Ador Sheni. Therefore, kosher lohem hadavar. So it'll be very hard for them. Why will it be hard for them? Because they're all starving hungry. They'd love to be able already to eat from the new produce, but you're not allowed to until the Korban Omer has been sacrificed. The Korban Omer would, in theory, have been ready based on Yehuda, but Yehuda was outvoted because you had Golil and Evel HaYardim where there the spring had not yet arrived. Beis Din decided to be Ma'aber Deshono, so everybody now in Yehuda has to wait around. Even though the Tevuah is ready to eat, they won't be allowed to eat it. Says Rashi in conclusion, Havol B'Sheloi Biker Yehuda. Imagine, however, if in Yehuda it had not yet become ripe. Uba'achas me'hashtayim, and in another one of the other two, it had also not become ripe. So imagine if Yehuda, and for argument's sake, in Golil, it's not yet ripe. So what will Beis Din do? They'll be ma'aba the shana, because we've got two out of three. Ah, one second. What about poor old Golil, or poor old Evel HaYarden? In other words, we said two out of three which are not yet ripe will be Ma'abra the Shana, even if the third area is ripe. So one second. So let's design now the following scenario. Yehuda is not yet ripe, and Golil is also not yet ripe. Evel HaYarden is. Okay. So two out of three boxes have been checked. Beis Din will be Ma'abed HaShana. Now, ask people in Yehuda, are you disappointed? They won't be disappointed at all. The Tevuah is not ready anyway. Ask people in Golil, they'll also not be disappointed. What about in Evel HaYarden? So I would have thought that Evel HaYarden people, they will be disappointed because the Tevuah there is ready. Says Rashi, no, they won't be disappointed either. Do you know why? Because remember we said before that essentially the mitzvah is to bring the Korban Omer from Yehuda. So in Evel HaYarden, they'll be more than happy. Okay, we're very happy you should wait because that way we'll be able to perform the mitzvah lechatchila. Says Rashi, Avol b'shaloi biker Yehuda uba achas mehashtayim. If, however, the Tevuah in Yehuda and in one of the other two areas is not ready, Ein kosher lohem. That's not difficult for them. People will not be upset. Why? Because people want to do mitzvahs properly. Af al pi sherou lahovi mehagimel. Even though in theory you could have brought from the third area. So therefore you might in theory think that people will be disappointed. Oh, what a shame we have to wait. No. Because the prime mitzvah is to bring the Korban Omer from Yehuda. So the only case where people will be disappointed is if what? If Yehuda is ready to go. It's Golil and Evel HaYarden that are causing problems. Well, then it's a great shame. What a terrible tragedy. Why is that a great shame? Because Yehuda is ready to go. We could, in theory, bring the Korban. That is the mitzvah. And yet we can't do so because Evel HaYarden and Golil are not ready. And by the time that they will be ready, well, Yehuda won't be ready because all their Tevuah will be dried out. So we're going to have to bring Korban Omer from another area, which is a whole bedieved. That's when Klal Yisrael get disappointed.
So why don't they just make it so that if that one thing, if Yehuda is ready, it's good. If Yehuda is not ready, it's ma'avren. Why are we even involving Golil and Evel HaYarden?
We've always got to go with Rav of Klal Yisrael. We've always got to go with Rav. Okay, we'll hold it over here. Be'ezus Hashem Yisbarach will continue tomorrow. Mitzvah Hashem.
Oh.
Okay, have a great day, everybody.